$5 million are dedicated to the preservation of the Lumpkins Jail Pavilion, $1 million to upgrade the Chaco Slave Trail, and another $5 million for a slavery museum. McDonald calls the state investment seed capital, which when coupled with $5 million from the city of Richmond, will hopefully spur private investment to cover the balance of the total cost of $30 million for the project. The governor says it's important to recognize the fact that only a stone's throw away from the executive mansion, unspeakable acts of brutality were committed against a race of people for generations.
My sole priority is the importance of memorializing this spot where tremendous horror took place so that people from around the country and around the world will come here and not forget the lessons of history, not forget the abomination of slavery.
McDonald says Virginia will see this investment pay dividends in the long run.
We had record tourism last year at over $21 billion. It's the third largest industry in Virginia. I justify our investment as one we'll get back in sales tax and other tax revenues for the state.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.